Brian, was there a specific moment that you sensed where things turned around here?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say a specific moment, but probably that Chiefs game. Chiefs game was huge for us because the momentum was against us. You know, to start the game, being down 14-0 and then just being on the road and during the cold, one of the coldest games in the NFL in NFL history. It was an unbelievable victory for us to put that field goal through the uprights with Ryan. And you can start sensing that we were getting very confident in knowing how to close games. And that was our biggest weakness, knowing how to close games. So that's when I started to see the tide turn a little bit.
Let me ask you about the cold. I mean, you're from Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's really used to like 5 degrees.
Nobody.
Nobody is.
Yeah.
How do you handle that?
You got to be a football player. You got to play in all kinds of conditions. And whether it's cold, whether it's extremely hot, whatever the case may be, you have to just go out there. Coach Malarkey says it all the time. Put your mouthpiece in your mouth and just go out there and just ball out, you know, and that's the only thing you can do.
Do you play with a mouthpiece?
I do.
Have you always played with a mouthpiece?
Yeah.
Some always. Guys don't.
Yeah, I mean, I used to not play with one, but, you know, once you kind of take a few hits in the chin, in the jaw, you know, when smaller running backs, they kind of get up in your jawline a little bit, it kind of stings.
A lot of the safety stuff has changed during the course of your career. What's the best piece of gear that's improved since you got in the league?
That's a good question. Maybe the helmets. The helmets, I love my helmet. I think I got a Revolution Speed. It's been beneficial for me for a long time. I've been having it for a while, and it's steadily improving and updating itself. But, you know, that piece of gear I have has been tremendous for me.
Safety is a big concern for a lot of people in this league, and it has been for a long time. How many people ask Brian Arakpo, should I let my son play football, and what do you tell them?
Oh, I get that all the time. I mean, if it's my neighbors, if it's people just talking football in the store or whatever the case may be, from talking to kids at school. And my number one thing is let your kid, you know, be balanced. You know, that's what I have my son doing. He plays everything. And whatever he loves, whatever he is passionate about, you know, you go pursue that with him or with her. And dealing with football is my son loves football, but you may have a kid that really not particularly doesn't care for it too much. Let him grow into the sport, and if he doesn't like it, then hey, he tried it, go on to another one, and there's plenty of other opportunities out there.
Why are current NFL players such big advocates of flag football to start for young people?
I think it's huge. I think that's important. You learn the fundamentals, you learn the basics of the game. Instead of getting out there, putting pads on a young kid that has no idea what they're doing. Till this day, my son's 7. He's still playing flag football because for me, it's not necessary to go out there and a kid not knowing what to do, not knowing how to tackle correctly, not knowing the technique, because that definitely causes injury, you know, on an early stage. So I think flag football teaches you the essential basics of the game. So it's important.
So we're talking about some issues that aren't necessarily germane to your particular career at this moment, except from one standpoint. You're an elder statesman. Your opinion counts. What you tell people counts. Are you comfortable with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been through a lot. You know, going on my 9th year, I've seen a lot. Seen the way we did things the old way in the old CBA. Seen the way we do things in the new CBA. I mean, I got a good balance, so I can see both sides. And, you know, it's crazy. I used to be that young guy in the huddle, being that rookie. Go out there, rook, and, you know, go make some plays. And now I'm one of the oldest guys in the huddle. It's unbelievable how the tide turns like that. But it's a great thing because now I'm able to see other guys coming into the league able to blossom, and it's unbelievable.